Superwoman singer-songwriter Rebecca Ferguson captured our hearts on The X Factor with her own unique pop jazz sound with the qualities of Billie Holiday and Amy Winehouse, but completely her own. 10 years later, and yes, it was that long ago, since she was runner-up to Matt Cardle, she's had a string of hits, including 4 top 10 albums, including latest 2016 offering Superwoman. And now she's back, recording a 5th album with legendary chic superstar producer singer-songwriter Nile Rodgers, at the world-famous Abbey Road Studio, which was, of course, home to the Beatles, and where other greatest global stars have also recorded. The Queen of Liverpool R&B is also about to embark on a mini-UK tour to perform all her greatest hits with dates in her home city, plus Birmingham, London and Leeds City Varieties Music Hall, where she appears on Wednesday, February the 26th. All tour dates and ticket details will follow in this podcast. My name's Graham Walker, and I'm thrilled to say that my special phone guest today to tell us all about what she's up to is a great woman herself. So, Rebecca, what an amazing year ahead. Tell me first about the tour, and what can fans expect?
Well, I'm really excited about the tour, really, and for me it's just a way to honour my fans, really, that have stuck by me since, you know, the X Factor days. And so the tour for me is going to be just a real celebration of all of my albums. And as well as that, I'm going to be singing some of my new songs as well. But for me on stage, there's no expenses spared. I'm really going out of my way to make sure that I've got the best musicians on stage, the best, you know, wardrobe, etc. I really want it to be an amazing, positive show. I'm really into positivity at the minute, so I just want people to leave really happy and just feeling good, because there's so much, you know, negative stuff in the press at the minute, and I feel like I want people to come to my show and leave just feeling a little bit better about things.
Now, you've got 4 great dates, so you're doing Birmingham, London, your hometown, obviously Liverpool, but you're also going to be playing Leeds City Varieties Music Hall, which is our date here in Yorkshire. Now, older audiences will probably remember it was a TV home of BBC TV's The Good Old Days, which were a recreation of old-time music hall shows. Many great, well-known names on there. Did you ever see that show? Have you ever played the venue before? Do you have any Leeds connections or any memories?
No, you know what? I don't really. I like Leeds, though. Every time I've been to Leeds, I've really liked it. I mean, my family are more Sheffield, so all my dad's side. It's a little bit further away, really, but my family are mainly, like, Sheffield, so I've got some Yorkshire roots, like,
oh, fantastic.
Not quite Leeds.
I didn't realise that you had Sheffield connections. Obviously, you've got that fantastic Liverpool twang, and I didn't associate you with Yorkshire. So what's your connection with Yorkshire and Sheffield?
So my every summer holidays I would spend in Sheffield, right by Meadowhurst. My family live in Tindley.
Yeah.
So my nana, all my aunties, all my cousins. So I would spend most of the summer holidays with my nana in Sheffield, yeah, because my dad's Jamaican, but he moved over here when he was, like, 8 years old. He's got a Yorkshire accent.
So I suppose,
he's a Yorkshireman, yeah.
So I suppose what we could say then is that the Leeds date is a bit of a second home coming.
It is, actually, because it'll be the one that all my Yorkshire family come to.
Yeah. Brilliant,
so,
okay.
You'll have to laugh, yeah.
No pressure there, then.
Yeah, it'll be lovely.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Just tell me about the... it's obviously going to be the greatest hits. You've got the 4 albums to go at, but also, of course, you're working with Nile Rodgers at present. Now, the first band I ever saw back in 1979 was Chic, and he's got a special place in my heart. What a great guy. He's worked with everybody from Sister Sledge, Madonna, David Bowie, Diana Ross. This list goes on and on. What's he really like to work with, and what's he bringing out of you as a performer?
Do you know what? I just feel really, I feel so lucky, like, it literally, and the thing what Niall's got is this love for life. He's got a real love for life, and, you know, if I'm honest, there were times when I'd go into the studio because I felt like I'd been really bruised by the industry and I got a little bit lost, you know, like a bit disheartened. And then I met Nile and started working with Nile and just seeing how much joy and love, and he really made me fall in love with music again, if I'm honest, and think about it differently, because I started going to watch him as well at all of his concerts, and there's just this joy and positivity on stage, and you just realise what it's about, what music's about. It's about lifting people up and making them feel good. And so he's really helped me to do that and to be more positive in my music and to realise that the words I'm singing really have an effect on, you know, people listening.
Wow, that's amazing. And that's something we share in common then, because he sparked my interest in music way back in 79 when I saw him. And yeah. Bernard Edwards was obviously playing bass then with that fantastic Good Times, but just a fantastic sound. In terms of the sound, obviously we do associate with the, I mean, I'm a big fan of Sinatra in that era, the likes of Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. And so I adored your album, The Lady Sings the Blues, with the Gershwin stuff and the Cole Porter stuff. Please tell me, you know, you've not turned your back on that, and we might still get that kind of stuff from you in future in live performances or recordings.
You know what, that you know, recording that album for me was, it really helped develop me as an artist. Because if I'm honest, at first I wasn't too sure, because it's way before my time, and everyone was like, oh, Rebecca, you've got to sing these songs. And at first I was, you know, a bit apprehensive. And then I listened back to some recordings. We just played around on the piano. And I just thought, yeah, actually, I've never sang this free. And now I definitely will go back to it. I recently sang with Jules Holland. And, you know, we'd done some jazz stuff on the piano and things. And it was, and, you know, now I never want to go away from that, because I think there's such a freedom to jazz. There's no mistakes, whereas I think pop music is quite restricted. And I think jazz really just frees up an artist. You can do what you want and you can make any mistake and it's forgiven by the audience. So I'll definitely go back to it in the future. I mean, I was doing some shows in London at the Boysdale, which is a jazz venue. And at the time, everyone was like, you know, Rebecca, this is quite a small venue for you, what are you doing, etc. But for me, it was the joy of being able to just get up and play with, you know, a violin, with a cello, with all these different musicians. I love it. Yeah, so I'll definitely go back to it.
Oh, well, that's the best news I've heard all year so far, so thanks for that. But I do want to say I also love all this kind of dance-driven stuff that you're doing. I mean, I'll Be There, your latest collaboration, I think it was with Roger72 and Mike Mago. Sounded terrific. Now, Niall, he's the king of pop funk. So, is this the what we can expect from the next album? Is it going to be very dancey, very funky?
I think it'll definitely be funky. I'm not going to completely stray away from what I do. A lot of the dance collaborations that I do, you know, it's just, if I'm honest, a lot of it people say, oh, Rebecca, I really like your voice, will you come in and write with me and do a dance song? So, and plus I grew up with dance music, so in Liverpool it's a big dance city, so like I just grew up listening to big, powerful vocal songs. And so I want to be one of those artists really that does a bit of everything. So I do jazz, I can do dance, I can do pop, so I just really like to try a bit of everything, and I don't want to restrict myself and not be defined by one genre. So that's why I always do those little things when I get asked, oh, will you jump on this record? I'm always happy and willing to just have a go. And I think it's good as well, because it gets your music heard by different people from different places that listen to different types of music. Yeah.
What can you tell me about the new album? Have you got a title yet? Have we got a release date? Can you tell me how many tracks are on it?
There's no title yet, but I've got, you know, the first single is going to be called it's in process, because I'll call it Family for now for short, but it may have a longer title. But I've got the first single, it's nearly ready, it's literally just being mixed at the minute, so I'm really excited about that. And Niall's played the guitar on it.
Wow.
And I teamed with Egg White, who I wrote most of the first album with, and a producer called Johnny Coffer as well. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. I can say that much for now, but as yet, I haven't named the album, but I'll have to have a think about that.
And when can we expect it out, Rebecca? When fans, I mean, it's been, what, 3-4 years now since your last album?
Oh, Definitely come this year. The single should be out before the tour, and the fans will definitely hear the new single on the tour, so they've got that to look forward to.
All right, so I was going to ask, we're going to get a bit of a sneak peek, are we, of the new album? You're going to have some new music in there as well as the greatest hits?
There definitely will be some new music from the album, yeah.
Obviously, this is a very short tour. We've only got 4 dates, and I'm sure, you know, people would love to see more dates up and down the country. What's the future plans? What's 2020 got in store?
I think we're definitely looking at doing a bigger tour later on in the year, so yeah, that should be good. And I'm keen to go to the places I've not been in a while, like Scotland. Like, my Scottish fans are always banging on my door saying come back to Scotland and Ireland as well, that I love. So definitely I'll be touring some more. I'm going to Switzerland, I'm touring there this month as well. Lots of festivals, lots of new music. So yeah, it's kind of me coming back now. This year's a year of me coming back out there, really, because I've had 2 years of just being a mum and looking after Arabella, who's 5. Yeah.
Fantastic. I just want to remind everybody that your UK tour will be 4 dates: Birmingham Town Hall, 25th of February, Leeds City Writers Music Hall, 26th of February, London Islington Assembly Hall, February the 27th, and then, of course, Liverpool Grand Central Hall on 28th of February. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at www.gigsandtours.com. And at ticketmaster.co.uk, and there are VIP packages available from sjm-vip.com. Rebecca, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you. Never enough time. Can't wait for that 5th album. Good luck with the UK tour and all else coming up in 2020. Can't wait to see you soon.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks a lot.